Hi, Louie. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. We were just talking off the air. We had you in studio back in the day, and it's good to finally get you back because I'll tell you, I want to get to the special. I want to talk about the book. You got a new film with Renee Zellweger coming out. But Baskets, we got to start there.
Love it.
You won the Emmy for it, but boy, that character, you are so good. Was that your mother, your aunt? Because it's a lot like my family.
You know, it's really my mom. And I don't know if you know, but I have a book called Hey Mom that's out right now.
Sure.
That's really the character. That's who she is. And I just love it. I'm having a blast doing it. And I just try to get those nuances going.
Yeah, and I know you won the Emmy for it for acting, but boy, it probably came real easy to you because when you love someone that much and you grow up with that person, you can kind of morph into it. Because I mean, Christine Baskets you are a woman through and through in that role.
Well, I really love doing the part.
Yeah.
I really love playing that character. And I just feel, I don't know, I just think that when I, and you know, when I'm playing the character, Louis Anderson disappears.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was just amazing. And to win the Emmy, that was just such a surprise and such a wonderful thing for the first year. And I just love the fact that I got such a great part.
Sure.
That I get to represent my mom and
yeah.
And I mean, she's a really fun character to play.
Yeah, and I find myself pulling for Ken, the boyfriend, and you to stay together. And then Galifianakis, Zach, Dale, and Chip, the characters are so good, you forget it's the same guy.
Yes, you know, I've had people ask me who plays Dale.
There's Team Dale and Team Chip.
You know, it's so funny. Those characters, I laugh so hard all the time. I have to redo the takes, and we try to make each other laugh and crack up. I mean, it's such a great show to be on with Zach and Martha and the people. I'm just having a blast.
Yeah, it sounds like you are. And the new special's called Big Underwear, the comedy special. Then the book, Hey Mom, Stories for My Mother. You're doing all this press. I heard you on with Sandra Bernhard, your old friend. Great interview, by the way. Do you ever get tired of talking about yourself, Louie?
Yes.
I would think so.
I really do. It's really true. You do. Like, you get on the calls, and you get a little tired, and you try to keep yourself, like, not be a machine, you know, and just try to talk. I mean, you guys are in Columbus, right?
Right, correct.
You know, Ohio, one of my favorite places to play. And you know, I'm a Midwestern person, and that character I'm playing is really Midwestern. You know, everybody knows that Christine Baskets on some level.
Yeah,
and that's
so
what makes
true.
It so relatable to everybody else, especially with the book. I mean, listen, challenges big and small, whatever, but you read the book and you read the things that your mom says and does. It's something that even here in the Midwest, we can all relate to.
Yeah, I think that it is. And I think that everybody has really embraced the character, and I'm having a blast with it. I have to be honest with you. I'm having so much fun. And the book now, people are really enjoying that. And I talk a lot about how I, in the book, how I did the character, and I have a special out, Big Underwear, that
right.
I'm having a blast with. And I also have a special for all you guys, all your listeners. So everybody, you know, all your listeners, just put in the code WLVQ at LouieAnderson.com, and for the next 48 hours, they get 20% off all the orders there.
That's great.
It's a kind of a Mother's Day thing, you know, so if people want to get the book or not. But I love the Midwest, and I don't miss the snow.
Right.
I don't miss the cold weather, but I really miss the people, because there's something great about a Midwesterner. They'll help you out. They'll complain about it and bring it up forever that they helped you out, but they will help you out.
We never let anyone forget, do we?
No.
Hey, you know,
no,
Louie.
They say, remember that time I brought you over some cheesecake and you were starving? What? It was 11 years ago. I had to go all the way across town to get that cheesecake.
And sometimes they're offended that you don't remember.
What is it in Minnesota? Hot dish?
Hot dish, baby.
Hot dish. Well, Louie, thank you so much. I remember when you started out, I was a Detroit comic, and we always heard about this Louie Anderson up in Minneapolis. You got to... because Tom Arnold was starting back then. And is it true the first time you ever went on stage was a dare?
I was at a place and they were having comedy, and I said, these guys aren't funny. And my friend said, why don't you try it if you think you're so funny? I go, I will. And I signed up the next week, and my mom and dad and all my family was there, my friends. And it was just going to be a fluke, you know?
Yeah.
Just a lark. And then, people always would laugh when I would talk, so I would go, I'm being serious. And then they'd laugh harder.
and look at you, 40 years later.
Yeah, 40 years later. The Guardian calls you a living legend, and I have a tendency to agree. Louis Anderson, thank you so much, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you.